The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller. This is Friday, the fifth day of February, 2021. And before I get into today's program, there's something that's been weighing on me here. Now, folks, we understand that we're emotional creatures. I get that. When you hear me talk about human nature, I take the entire spectrum of the human being and all of its frailties and strengths considered. And if you've been listening to me, then you know my position on the fear factor. Classic example, going to Washington, D.C. on January 6th. People that had already told me that they're going, well, we heard, and you heard my response was, I didn't want to go. Do you think I wanted to drive 3,600 miles? I did not. I had to do it. Not that I wanted to do it. And we find ourselves doing things that we don't necessarily want to do, but we know we have to do them. And there's a disturbing trend in people that they're agonizing and vacillating, sitting in their space, going round and round. And I have known people. And this isn't an indictment against one individual. This is just bringing to your attention some of the stuff that we do that we may not intend it that way, but it turns out that way. People have told me and proclaimed that they are great patriots, but you dig into them a little bit and you find out that for the last 30, 40 years of their life, they have really accomplished nothing. And any goals they've set out to do, they have failed and they don't know why. And then we have other people that know what's going on, but don't have the courage to step up to the plate. And I understand that as well. Not that I condone it, but I understand it. But also understand this. With the agonizing and vacillating and the self-doubt and spreading that, that is a disservice and a dishonor to people that have been doing this nonstop, year in, year out. And as a patriot community as a whole, you got to stop. You really do. Because the one factor that the globalists themselves wield, and they've done a very good job. If you haven't noticed how well their program works, then I guess you really haven't been paying attention. Or maybe you have, and you've really not recognized that you're paying attention because their formula has worked on you. It's called fear, instilling the fear. Now, however biblically you look at mankind, how long they've been here, how they got here is really not the point of this. We have innate personality traits, innate drives, You've heard the term fight or flight. This is where your brain sizes up the scenario and tells you you better get your butt out of Dodge or you stand and fight because running ain't going to do you no good. But I'll tell you what's fatal in either way you decide. Indecision, fear, not being able to decide. That's what is the killer. So for all of those that think that they're doing the Lord's work, and I don't want to go into detail over this one, but I had a great Christian tell me to go F myself and then hung up on me last night because they were trying to convince me that God was talking to me through them in real time. And me being the at times snarky individual that I can be, I just simply asked this person, well, put him in direct contact with me. He just said, you're not ready. I said, who said? God just told me. I said, so you're the medium, and God is speaking to you right now. And I'm asking the question, why doesn't he contact me directly, and you're saying that you're not ready? And I had to remind this person that you're acting in a delusion. If you're telling me that God, and this is under the guise, mind you, of God spoke to the prophets, and that they themselves are prophets, and they're here to help. So with a little testing of that foundation, the only thing I got was an F-bomb and a hang-up. And that comes from a person that is talking to God. Now, I was told, the letter I received, it was signed by an individual, but that wasn't their words. They were just simply writing it down. So my immediately thought when I got the F-bomb dropped on me and a hang-up was, did Jesus just tell me to go F myself? This is not a joke. I don't think any of this is funny. But people, I'm going to keep saying this. Get a grip. It's the New World Order. We've been telling you about this. I have for many, many years. Well, it's taking its shape and its form, and we're reporting on it. Do you hear any panic in my voice? I'm happy that the enemy is finally showing its face. It's stepped out of the shadows. And if we have any belief in our fellow human beings, especially our fellow Americans, that they'll wake from their sleep with this in-your-face barrage of a kind of nutso-insane democracy crap that's being shoved in our face. So, to sum this up, if you're agonizing and vacillating and you can't make a decision, please do not drain the energy from those that have decided that there is only one thing left to do, and that's to continue for another day and another day. And you can't seem to make yourself fit with your fears into what's going on. I will make a prediction. You will live a life of quiet desperation. And that's the end of my low-keyed rant, ladies and gentlemen. There's more people tuning into this network. People don't know. I just had a guy that just today, I just went to the local Stop and Rob, and it's not prevalent here. That's my term that I use up north. People hiding behind 2-inch panes of Lexan because they don't want to get shot in a party store. It's not like that here in Texas. In the bigger cities, yes. But down here in Texas, folks, the only Lexan we're talking through right now is the plandemic health code, and you got to do this to stop the, yeah, okay. Guy looked at me, I gave him a card, he said, I listen to your podcast. I don't agree with you on everything, and I says, well, the reason you don't agree is because you don't have my knowledge base. And please, if you would, continue to listen, because the only way you're going to distinguish the truth for yourself is getting the information and doing the verifying. But I told him, I said, just don't check Snopes. The fact checkers are not fact checkers. They're truth barriers. So people want to hear, but based on their knowledge, they may reject it. But they'll hear a ring of truth to it. It will incite their curiosity, and they will continue to listen. It's like the other day, the guy called me up. Well, why aren't you talking about the CFR and the trilats? Because I was done talking about that 25 years ago. We've kind of moved on. Now, for the sake of new listeners coming in, yeah, it's always a conundrum to step back into the time machine and go back years on matters you've forgotten more about than you remember. But if we have to do a refresher course from time to time, I guess that's what we're going to have to do. But again, do not bleed off the energies of others. Do your own research. If you hear something that, well, I don't know if I like the sound of that or I can't believe, do your own research. Do not be lazy. Do not let other people do the work for you. What do you got, Mike? Because I don't have my screen open. And did I broach the topic of food today? Mary in Virginia.
Hey, John. How are you?
Just fine. What's on your mind, Mary?
Well, beside Bitcoin and the bullshit it is, food. I made my husband roast organic multi-carrots, potatoes, and what else? Gravy? Okay, it took 4 hours to cook the gravy down, okay? Whatever, okay? But Bitcoin is the biggest BS on earth, okay? Don't listen to these people on Bitcoin.
I haven't listened to him from day one, Mary. And I don't give a damn if it goes up to $100,000 a coin. It's not.
I love you, John.
It's not real.
I love you, John.
It is another.
Amen.
It is another virtual, not real. Here's a substitute for the unreal stuff that has run out of its usefulness, namely the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, they're trying to pimp it, right? And remember when it went down to 2,000?
No, I
went from 29,000.
Mary, you're talking to the wrong guy about this because I've had many.
No,
people.
No, no. Yeah. This is imperative.
I'm sorry, what?
Do you understand imperative?
Do I understand the word, Mary, or did I just get stupid overnight?
No, I'm asking you, do you understand how imperative this is? How many people are being duped into this?
Well, okay, but hold on here a second, Mary. There's another side to this story. For those that have made money off of Bitcoin, that it's gone up in value and they've cashed out, hey, good for them.
No, John, no. The same way... Who do you know is a multi-billionaire, okay, on stocks? You don't know anybody, right? It's all a lie. Same thing.
Okay. All right, Mary, you've had your say, and I thank you for your call. Thank you. I'm not going to get into, was I aware of $2,000 in Bitcoin when it dropped? I don't follow it. The listeners to this program know and understand that I'm not going to accept any virtual anything for what should be money, because we're moving away from that thing called money, aren't we? I just saw an ad for the NFL and what they're doing for this weekend's Super Bowl. And don't worry, we're taking all the steps that the experts are telling us to take, and we've had to eliminate, don't come to the stadium. By the way, there's going to be more. It's not going to be 1,000 or 1,500 first responders. It's a lot more than that. And I made the quip yesterday that, well, for these first responders that took the vaccines that might have died over it, they can always prop them up in Joe Robbie Stadium as what? As a cardboard cutout. Maybe a little tasteless joke. But I think it illustrated the point. But they're telling people, don't bring your cash because we're not accepting any cash. And the NFL, and here was the kicker to their line, the NFL was moving that way anyhow. There are orbits to what they have put in motion, ladies and gentlemen, and they have not stopped. They're just not being talked about a whole lot, and they're certainly not being reported on the lamestream media. Now, to get into the body of some of the stuff that's going on here today. And you knew this was coming. I give you George Orwell's 1984. And by the way, he was one of them. His only problem with the globalists and their grand plans is why they're not more open about it. I see. So honesty and truthfulness that you want to control the world is the best way to go? No. They had to keep it secret. Come on, folks. Who likes to be subjugated and ruled over? The New York Times has amplified these claims by experts who are calling for Joe Biden to appoint a reality czar, prompting critics to compare the idea to the Ministry of Truth in George Orwell's 1984. Remember that? That they would do the news every day, they would get the reports, and then they'd put their own spin in it. They'd delete or add at their will. It was all manufactured. Scratch, scratch, scratch. Let's plop in a new face and a new byline, run the same old story. Would you like your gin and bitters now? In an article entitled How the Biden Administration Can Help Solve Our Reality Crisis, the New York Times' Kevin Roos cites experts who are calling on the Biden administration to put together a cross-agency task force to tackle disinformation and domestic extremism. Now, folks, that domestic extremism, they're not talking about Black Lives Matter or Antifa that burn, rob, and rape. No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about the deplorables. You know, the people that voted for Trump. And if Trump wasn't there, they would have still been deplorable, according to Hillary Clinton. So they want this cross-agency task force to tackle disinformation. Now, the job of this reality czar would be to head up a centralized task force, could coordinate a single strategic response to things like COVID-related and election fraud conspiracy theories. I knew that would grab your attention, locked you in. You know exactly what this is about. The task force could also meet regularly with tech platforms. God, if this is not Orwellian, I don't know what is. To meet regularly with tech platforms and push for structural changes that could help those companies tackle their own extremism and misinformation problems. For example, it could formulate a safe harbor exemptions that would allow platforms to share data about QAnon and other conspiracy theory communities with researchers and government agencies without running afoul of privacy laws. And it could become the tip of the spear for the federal government's response to the reality crisis, states the article. Now, while the Orwell comparison has become something of kind of cliche, in this instance, it's the best available. In the book, the Ministry of Truth decides what truth in Oceania, no matter what the actual truth may be, and exercises this monopoly over reality by falsifying the nature of historic events. I give you cancel culture in America today. They don't want to deal with it. They just want it ripped up and buried. Let's take this break. We'll take your calls today at 512-246-9549 on this Friday edition of the National Intel Report.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
What the experts cited by the New York Times are calling for and what Orwell portrayed in his book are so similar. Even Kevin Roos admits it. It sounds a little dystopian. But if conspiracy theories really do pose a deadly threat to society, who's responsible for pushing the most egregious disinformation? Have we exhaustively documented the most harmful conspiracy theories, such as Saddam Hussein's existent weapons of mass destructions or the non-existent WMDs, and supporting freedom fighters who were actually jihadists in Libya and Syria are always exclusively peddled by who? The mainstream media. The corporate press pushing these two whoppers created a consensus for war that led to the deaths of millions of people and an international migrant crisis, just as I'm sure it was intended to do. The New York Times is one of the most prominent outlets for that amplified both these damaging deceptions, and yet they face no consequences whatsoever. Now, such lies are more harmful to society because mainstream media networks have the biggest platforms. They are amplified by rigged social media platforms. They share a common consensus narrative with each other, meaning that there is almost no room for questioning or debate. If there really was a truly independent reality czar, the media would be in big trouble because its entire shtick is predicated around distorting reality. And that's exactly what it has done. to the point that we have a permanent population in this country that they're tribal and they're not having any of it if you're not with them. And they will destroy every God-given right that we have in order to assume that power for the greater good. Ken in Washington. Hello, Ken.
Captain. Yes, sir, Captain Obvious. Permission to come aboard.
I got the gangplank out. Better watch it.
I know. And the sharks are definitely surrounding us. I wanted to make a comment about Trump, but if you don't mind, I'll switch it over to Biden. I think that Biden is basically just a Chinese vassal. And, you know, maybe we need to rename him Chiden instead of Biden or something like that.
Well, but, and his son, Hunter, that's as dirty can be and up to their eyeballs and this stuff, he's still not cashed out of his stock in these Chinese companies. So, you know, as I've said
incredible.
Before, Ken, they have a problem. Their Achilles heel is their arrogance.
Agreed. Well, I think I have a solution for the problems that we're having. Up here in Washington, we have these wonderful people called contact tracers, and they like to follow you everywhere you go and document everything. And then it dawned on me, that is the solution, except we're watching the wrong people. We need ankle bracelets and contact tracing for all the politicians, and maybe dedicate a couple of satellites. And just, you know, so that way we monitor everything they're doing, everything they're saying, everywhere they go. And every person they meet with, and that would solve a lot of our problems. You know.
So, just in order to defeat them, we become them. Is that what you're saying?
No, just them. They're a special class of people.
No, it's just not them. You know, this little pod of people that you're talking about, Ken, is not just down at your neighborhood pub. You know, it's not your baseball team and the wives, you know, that attend. We're talking millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of people.
Ultimately, that's true, but we have to start with the politicians and make sure that, you know, we can.
Well, Ken, if you want to give me a Ken, I'm open to suggestions.
No, here.
Here
it comes.
Well, I mean, come on. I you know,
understood. I was just trying to make it a little bit of humor for you, John, to try to pick things up a little bit.
Well, I'm not feeling real humorous today. I'm just looking at very disappointing events that recently have happened, and I'm telling you, I've got more people soaking in their own stuff, stewing in their own juices. And they're finding reasons for fault and to disengage and to remain in their panic state than I've ever heard before. And I'm looking at this, you know, and you have to put your personal crises aside. You know, I had to do, and I had to marshal on. I had to keep going.
Well, I agree. If people don't wake up and smell the coffee, what's going to end up happening is that we'll have something to the effect of the Texas Union and the rest of the nation will be the Chinated States of America. People need to wake up, man. This is it's full on asymmetrical operations. So I don't know what else to say, but wake up, people.
Well,
wake
Ken,
up,
and
please.
this is you're in a target rich environment out there in Washington now, aren't you? Everywhere you turn,
I am.
Everywhere you turn, you either got Black Lives Matter or Antifa or in-your-face communists that extol the virtues of Uncle Joe Stalin, for God's sakes. But the good news is, no matter where you turn, you'll be able to confront them, and confront them you must. Push back. We'll break. We'll be right back. Thank you for your call, Ken.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off LLC, 417-932-6419.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356, or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
All right, we're back. Chris in Virginia. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey there. Yeah, I find in these times, learning some classical music on guitar, transcribing some Bach, stuff like that, it's kind of where I'm at with, you know. I just wanted to comment. I'm looking back at these pictures of all these rallies. It's like we've been transported to a dystopian dream, nightmare. I'm looking at all these pictures, all these people, and all these rallies that stood in line in the freezing rain, and those people still exist. They're still out there. So my point that I wanted to make, hopefully, or ask, put out there, is it possible that we can look at this, like, because they're pushing so hard and going so extremely far, that we could have some hope that there's going to be some pushback and people really waking up?
Chris, what I said about that was they've got the mask off. They're all in. They're not going to stop. And it's becoming apparent to a lot of people that politically were asleep in this country that they woke up, as you put it, to this dystopian reality we find ourselves in, and they're appalled. They're shocked. Now, as soon as they get over their shock and their fear, in all of the aforementioned, they're going to find themselves exactly where they started out from. So there's no use in running around like a chicken with your head cut off or agonizing and vacillating and all this other stuff. We have got to get a hold of the situation by pushing back on these people. Do you think maybe because of this political crap show that we were just put through with a fake president and a fake election, that this didn't also wake up Democrats that thought that they were responsible people and I'm just a Democrat and that's just a political party and I'm a taxpayer and I'm an American and all this other stuff? They're starting to realize something is very, very wrong. So my point here is, Chris, the ground now is fertile. It's in your face. And it's going to be a lot easier to convince people that the jig is up and the fix is in.
Yeah, freedom's a lot easier to sell now, isn't it?
Well, a lot of people have been selling their freedoms over the years for a little bit of comfort and security, at any rate.
Yeah, but I meant before it was directly associated with Trump, so it was hard with a lot of people. But now it's like, yeah, Trump's gone, dude. Don't you want your freedom back?
Mm-hmm.
But then let me ask you one more thing. Do you think people will just accept all this and go back to sleep with their goodies?
Well, as I said, well, with their goodies. You mean their goodie pile that's been threatened and they now see and recognize that my goodie pile is being threatened? Please get your hands off my itty-bitty.
The promise of welfare.
Well, the promise of welfare. Okay. So we're talking about the unwashed and uninitiated, and pretty much they don't know how anything works, and they're not going to lift a finger of effort for their own self to better themselves. So it's just lining up in the breadlines from here on out.
Right.
Well, these people are not producing anything, and they're actually producing something that's very dangerous. This is how countries fall, when you divide the house the way it is now divided. All right, Chris.
Can I say one more thing then?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so there's 75, 80 million of us. We went to the rallies. We voted for Trump. Okay, we're not those people. I just wanted to say that. So that's good. That's three out of – that's a good percentage to work with, right?
What do you mean we're not those people? I don't
– We're not those people that are going to get in the breadline.
No. If anything, they have more reason to now get involved. And people are taking this as if this is just something to say in the interim to fill up some dead air to the next salient point. And it is time. I've reminded people over and over again. I said this before the rigged election. If Trump gets in again, let Trump deal with the federales and the executive orders and all the stuff that has been done. Let him do his thing up there at the federal end. And what we need to do is concentrate in our own backyards and our own towns and cities and counties and states. We have a built-up political weapon out there that is not being used. And the basis for it in this republic is called the Constitution. And I don't care if they've walked away from it 52 different ways from Sunday. We can go through the pains of that and how it's been accomplished and all that other stuff. But the point is that it is now time to push back in any way possible, whether it's the curriculum they're teaching in your schools. Go to the city council. Go to the schools. But start getting active. You people know this information, but yet you sit there and you do nothing. As if you're waiting for some miracle on high or for the good Lord to send down the angels to rescue us from what? Ourselves? This has been the story of mankind since mankind has been around.
People are waiting for Superman.
Well, you know what? When they discover that little S on their own chest and they start to puff it up a little bit and gain a little bit of courage, that's when you'll start seeing things changing for the better. I've got to run, Chris. Chris, thank you for your call. Mike in Arizona. Hello, Mike.
Good afternoon, John.
Hello.
You were talking yesterday about you wanted some happy news towards the end of your broadcast, and you were going to bring that. I have a happy news article here for you. This is from BorderlandBeat.com. 19 Guatemalan migrants executed. This is from the 24th of January of 2021. Charred bodies of 19 people, presumably Central American citizens, were found in various vehicles in the town of Santa Anita in the municipality of Carmango, Tamaulipas. In the statement, the Tamaulipas Attorney General's office specified it has already opened an investigation for the homicides of the burned bodies in the vehicles. Said that on the afternoon of January 23, authorities from the Ministry of Public Safety were alerted by a citizen report that a vehicle was on fire in the field in the town of Santa Anita. Elements of state police mobilized the location where they found two burned vehicles, well as the burned remains of people. In one of the vans, they located two bodies inside the cabin, another body to one side of the door on the driver's side.
Okay, Mike, I'm waiting for the good news part. Can you skip forward to that?
That's 19 migrants that we're not going to have to deal with here, John. It's a glorious day. Have a nice day.
I saw it coming, too. I was just hoping he wasn't going to say it. Matthew in Louisiana. Hello, Matthew.
John Stadtmiller, how are we doing?
Well, I don't want to think about that
On a happy note, 1,900 or 1.9 million?
They just stay on their own side of the border and we enforce ours? And once they realize that there's no escape, maybe they'll have to do what we have finally decided we have to do, and that's straighten out our own house. You don't see Americans crawling over the border to go to Mexico or Canada, do you?
Well, ironically, Louisiana is a civil law state, Roman law, and so is Mexico. And I've heard from expatriates that there's more freedom in the Yucatan than there is in the United States, and I think that's becoming more clear and clear.
I think it's more the case that they don't have the super snoopers and the federal agencies in their countries to track and trace and make people's lives miserable.
Yeah.
But they'll get around to it.
I have insight on that, but I'll have to talk to Mr. Steve Elkins. But I'm not calling to critique or condemn your radio station. You're the only American radio station that exists, the one and only American nativist populist radio station that exists across AM radio, FM, AM, internet, etc. You have a worldwide audience, and you have to. You should be very proud of it. Because this is your singular endeavor, and you sacrificed a lot.
I appreciate it, Matthew. I appreciate you for recognizing that. But pride goeth before the fall, doesn't it? I don't sit around Matthew, I don't sit around and think of this in prideful ways. Look what I've done! How great thou art!
No, I'm just proud of you.
Well, I appreciate that. I really do. But the problem is that we've got too many people involved in this movement that I've been talking to Steve Elkins about and other of my compadres about this thing, patriotism, what they think it is, what it means.
It means father. I'm the father.
No, I understand what it means, but do they understand what true patriotism and what are they willing to put up against the aggressors of this country?
We'll find out soon. But one thing I have to say, I'm extremely, you have a great ear, a great ability to pick radio hosts. And I have to really commend the new host, Richard Carey, and then also one of my favorite callers, Jeremy from Kentucky. Fantastic picks. Giving a new dynamic, maybe just a new energy to your radio station. And I just think...
Matthew, I can't even...
Wonderful.
I don't even have an active list of those that have come through the doors of RBN, spent time, disseminated their information and their take and their opinions, and shared
and
a lot.
Yeah.
Many of these people are no longer with us. was what was on my mind when I made the opening statement last hour. I'm getting real tired of people bleeding off of other people, bleeding off other people's energy that are trying to keep it on a true course and fulfill what they're setting out to do. I'm just tired of the agonizing and vacillating and vibrating and shaking apart in place. I'm just tired of it.
Yep. Yep. Well, one thing I can say, and I'm not speaking to you, I'm speaking to the audience, is that for one quarter of my life, I've donated every month to RBN. So, you know, let that be known. You know, let that be known. I'm not telling you, Mr. Stadtmiller. I'm telling the audience. For one quarter of my life, when I threw my television out in 2008, I donated every month to your radio station as much as I can, modest amount, but at least it's something, all right? And you're the only American radio station that exists, you know, and now in the new normal, the new normal is everything antithetical to America. So let that's your blessing and your curse.
There
right,
you go.
John?
Well, yeah, it would. By the way, Matthew, don't call me Mr. Yeah. Stadtmiller. When people do that, I have a tendency to turn around and look behind me and see if my dead father is standing in a room.
Oh, no.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah, I'll never do that again, John.
All right. Hey, I appreciate the call. I got to keep moving here.
Right, but if there's one final note, if there's anyone, because we spoke privately on the phone, if there's any RBN enthusiast, radio listener who has downloaded the Jack Otto, files, if they could send them to you, you'd be able to sell them. I would buy five of them,
yeah.
USB cards. I appeal to all RBN listeners, if you have the Jack Otto broadcasts, please put them on disc, on USB, yeah. And send them to John Stadtmiller. Because Jack Otto was an amazing man.
Jack was my friend. All right, Matthew, I appreciate it. Thanks for the call and the support. I really do appreciate it. Kenny in Texas. Hello, Kenny.
Good afternoon, John.
Hi.
Hey, I'm mad. I was brokenhearted. Now I'm mad. I want to hear ideas of where to start. And my first idea is, if we have the time, is to possibly go to our states and get rid of these voting machines so that we can, in 2 years, we can go do some elections that are actually honest, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear ideas. I'm beside myself. I'm sitting here. I'm going, you know, not you, but I just hear a lot of people complaining. I don't hear no ideas. And I'm going, where do we start? You know, where do we go from here?
Well,
we lost a battle. Where do we go?
Well, you lost a political battle or an election. But we're still here. The country's still here, screwed up as it is.
Yes.
Matthew, I'm sorry, Kenny, don't you have an indication of what needs to be done in your own backyard right now? Do you have any ideas? Do you have any ideas of what you can do in your locality right now to combat this?
Well,
that's a serious question. And if you don't have an answer to it, I'm not going to press you for the answer. Then that becomes what? A rhetorical question.
Yes.
But we all have our little bailiwicks here. We all see what's happening nationally, and we have our tendency to cast our eyes over a broad scope where it makes sense to me. If your house is burning, you don't call the fire department to put out the house that's not burning down across town. You take care of the problem locally. You get it under control locally.
That is exactly what I was sitting here thinking, you know, about the elections. Go to our town councils, maybe possibly work it somehow, get something growing in all of us, you know, work on these elections to where they can't cheat us out of them again, if that's possible.
Well,
I don't
Kenny,
know if that's possible.
Well, Kenny, I hear here in Texas that they've taken a look at the Dominion voting machines, and they're getting out of those contracts. Now, what's going to replace it? That's the follow-up of the citizenry here of this wonderful republic we call Texas to make sure that we chase these people out and we get an honest voting system installed. Is that hard? Is it technically? It's more than technically possible. It's ridiculously possible. But it's going to take people... Ken, listen to me. It's going to take people of like minds like yourself, and you need to start commiserating and sharing these ideas and the energy that you and other people could bring to whatever target you wanted to hit. And hit hard.
I get you. Okay, John, have a good evening.
Thank you, Kenny. Thanks for your call.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Now God's finest little creatures, looking brave and strong, whistling past the graveyard, nothing can go wrong. Quoting from the scriptures with patriotic tears, we got the same old men with the same old fears. Standing at attention, wrapped in stars and stripes, they hear the phantom drummers and the non-existent pipes. These days the buck stops nowhere, no one takes the blame, but evil is still evil in anybody's name.
We are back. Andrea in Oklahoma. Go ahead, Andrea.
I see the biggest problem, now this is just me, is where people are getting their news regularly, where they have all my life, is a TV box. And we know that everything that's coming up there, because they have recordings on it all over YouTube, where they're programmed to say the same thing, be
right.
it ABC,
right.
NBC,
right.
CBS,
right.
It, all of them are saying the same thing. And 60 Minutes did a kind of a special indicating that our senators and have to go and call people and get donations. It looked like from a daily basis, at least up to $2,500 a day. And is that that they're getting it from the stations? And so they're doing the bidding of these stations, because it's just, they're getting their marching orders from somewhere. I know that George Soros has a big part of it, and now Bill Gates, since he's a trillionaire. When you get so much money, you just, I guess you can run the country and, you know, wipe it clean and kill people. And it's just, there's so much out there, and it seems like once people learn a certain way and think that that's the right way, be it ABC, CBS, they're not going to take and be reprogrammed easily, because they're believing that their country wouldn't lie to them that way. And I see that as the biggest problem. Too bad we can't just take down their stations. But there has to be a way to stop that, to where they don't want to watch it. I hear I've thrown away my TV, too, and
okay.
I get my news from your station.
Andrea, I appreciate that, but I'm here to tell you that the mainstream satellite and cable networks, Fox included, are losing listeners right and left. I just posted a story today. After January, CNN ran out of things to go after. Donald Trump was obviously not in the White House. And now there's no need for people to go and witness the carnage and the train wreck known as the 2020 election. And that's across the board, MSNBC. You know, people are breaking from that because there's no rubbernecking to do here. The train wreck is over. So they have no interest in watching CNN or MSNBC because there's nothing there to hear. They've killed the king and he's dead.
I have family that I use as the gauge, because they have always called me the kook, and that they don't believe me, and they don't want to have me over for Christmas or Thanksgiving
really?
Anymore, because I keep trying to you know, get them to listen to your station. They live in San Antonio, they live in Fort Worth, and it's like this.
Well, you need to talk to the daytime board op, Julie. She's got the same problems with her own family, and she didn't show up for Christmas. Well, it was canceled because of COVID-19. They were down with that. Oh, yeah. But no, you're not the only one, Andrea, that's having these problems. And the black sheep of the family, I won't say where it came from, but the set of people I used to deal with when I was married, I simply said to the individual, do me a favor, just remind them that I tried repeatedly to wake them up, and now they're all anxious, and now they're talking amongst each other, because they now see the horrors at their doorstep. Andrea, I got top of the hour break. I've got to run for this. I thank you for your call.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Truth.